Cat Stevens, the best. And that song, by the way, I chose very deliberately because Miles from Nowhere is kind of where your characters are. Literally.
Touché.
In this play. And so what we're talking about is a wonderful show put on by the Australian Theatre Company. I'm doing the English, but not the Australian. Grey Nomad, written by Dan Lee, directed by Ian Sinclair. And my guests are Roz Gentle and Wendy Hammers, who, of course, is an old friend.
Yay.
A friend of long standing.
Long time friend.
Yes, a long time friend.
I'm okay with old, too, especially in the context of this play. It's a lot about that.
It's so appropriate.
Yes.
It's appropriate. Perhaps I'll start with you, Roz. Tell me, first of all, a little bit about the Australian Theatre Company, because it's all Aussies in this play except for Wendy.
I snuck in.
They let you in.
She snuck in.
She plays that brash American. There's always got to be a brash American around somewhere. But tell us about the Australian Theatre Company.
Well, the Australian Theatre Company started two to three years ago, I've forgotten now, with a play called Holding the Man, and the four founders are Nate Jones, Nick Hardcastle, Jackie Diamond, another token American, sorry.
Yes.
But she's far from token.
Yeah.
And Josh Thorburn. And the goal was really to get a bit of the Australian culture out to America, to let Americans really see who all these these people are that are invading Los Angeles and the rest of the country.
But it's not a touring company. You're actually based here.
No,
it's Australian.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do one major production a year and a series of readings through July, usually new Australian plays. And also sort of odd events, workshops and things. They bring people from 16th Street in Melbourne, theatre school, film school, acting school, over to teach, and various other people here in Los Angeles are teaching. So they have but the one major production they do a year.
And this one is at the Skylight. It's running through October 8th, by the way. We should put that out there right away. And Wendy, of course, we know from so many things, not the least of which is your wonderful series, Tasty Words, and Ripe, and your work as an actress, of course, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and many others. How did you come to get hooked up with these people?
I know, it's crazy, right?
I know, it is kind of crazy.
Well, I first was recommended for a reading they were doing last year, and the character couldn't have been more different than what I'm doing in this play, which I think she was a Syrian refugee or something. I came in with no rehearsal. I didn't know anybody. We rehearsed in the morning, and we did the reading that night, and we had a great time, and we stayed connected. And then Jackie Diamond, one of the founding members that Roz mentioned, emailed me and said, you know, would you consider auditioning for this? And I just was excited to have any opportunity to work with them. They are lovely, lovely people, and my standard line about them is they're all talent, no attitude, which is really refreshing in Los Angeles and anywhere, really.
And it revolves around two couples who are of an age, shall we say, young in spirit, but wanting kind of different things out of their retirement. Mm. And Wendy, your character is very free, uninhibited
yes.
spirit, shall we say.
Yeah.
And they're doing this... How would you describe it? They go around Australia.
Yeah, they circumnavigate the
entire
really do
country.
The whole circuit, and they can go clockwise or anti-clockwise. And if you go in the same direction, you come across the same people all the time. So it becomes quite a community.
Even when you don't necessarily want to.
Correct.
That is correct.
And the couples are kind of polar opposites.
Totally.
Tell us about your character,
totally.
Roz, and your husband, kind of what you want out of life and how that's juxtaposed with Wendy and her husband.
Well, my husband has dreamed of this his whole life, and I have been, you know, the family wife, the conventional mother, good wife, supported her husband, and she's really living his dream because she realizes once she's out there that her family is a little more important than her sort of gallivanting around. He's all about the fishing and the, you know, the camping, and she's sort of not really into it at all, she realizes a few months into it. So
yeah, I mean, she's got her home and raised her kids. And
yeah, but then she meets the wonderful Val here. And Val sort of gives her a new lease on life on how it's possibly she could live out there doing this. But then there comes a decision time that she has to make a big decision of whether she really wants to or not.
And let's mention your better halves. David Ross Patterson is Jim.
Yes.
And Paul Tassone?
Tassone.
Tassone.
I'm not sure there are better halves. I think we're our better halves.
I'm being polite.
You are. I'm not.
But there's a lot beneath with the surface with your character and your husband in the play.
Yes.
Wendy, talk a little bit about that.
Like many creative and bright and hard-working women, my character is complicated. She's a free spirit, like you said, on the surface. But this is a woman who had worked very hard at her career. You know, years ago there was a T-shirt that was sort of a faux Andy Warhol T-shirt and had a picture of a woman smacking herself in the head and going, oh, I knew I forgot something. I forgot to have kids. And this is my character. She is a woman who decided she was going to be, you know, all just straight ahead on her career, and she's very successful in real estate in New York City, which is sort of the backstory that we created, and falls in love with a man that she meets, you know, probably over a junket weekend in Hawaii, a business weekend, and falls in love with him. And next thing you know, she's an expat, has moved her life and her world to Australia, and never had children. And now her adorable younger husband has some challenges that are turning her world upside down.
Mm-hmm. And he's a very spiritual type. And you have a penchant for the occasional martini and wet T-shirt contest.
Who doesn't, Donna?
Who doesn't, really?
I mean, you brought it up, but really. It's so funny how we've not talked about this wet T-shirt contest or any potential nudity in this play in any other interview we've done. But since I know you and you're a woman and we're friends, it is worth mentioning. And I think that part of what was exciting to me as an actor and as a woman is to be able to create a character who is comfortable in her own skin. Because sadly, we don't see a lot of examples of that in our culture.
Especially in their 50s and 60s.
Exactly.
Really, true. You know, it deals with life, basically, it's funny, and it's serious, and it's charming, and I love the bonding and awakening between the two women and how, you know, because women do that.
Yes,
they affect each other's lives, and there is a very special bond there. But ultimately, between the couples themselves, and I wish we had more time to talk about it, but suffice it to say that it's a lovely play. And my in-studio guests, Wendy Hammers and Roz Gentle, are only half of the cast, full half of the cast.
Yeah.
And again, it's at the Skylight Theater. It's called Grey Nomad. It's put on by the Australian Theater Company with a token American. And
we do have some seats left for this weekend. We have three more weekends. We have five performances per weekend. And we actually have a pair of tickets to give away to one of your listeners.
Yes, so call 818-985- 985-5735 818-985-5735 If you're a listener subscriber, if you haven't won anything in the last couple of months, and you'll really have a lovely time. And the Skylight Theater is a very intimate, wonderful theater as well.
Theater.
And I believe there's also if you go online, I think it's Plays411. There's probably
Australian Theater.
Australian Theater Company.
Go to their website.
Okay, there is a promo code that you can use
date night, which includes not only two tickets for only $30, but also each person gets a complimentary glass of champagne.
Well, there you go.
Such a deal.
Well, we have to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we're going to go out with a little more Cat Stevens.
Yay.
And make
you,
way for Brad Friedman, I believe, a new time slot. There you go. Thanks so much.